Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.
Hey everyone, Sarah Gretzinger here, back with another episode on the Be More podcast. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for tuning in again. We always appreciate the love and support. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. Make sure that you check out the show notes. We've always got all kinds of links to different resources in our community and different just things that you can dive into. Today, I have a special guest from the Networking for Profit membership, which is our global community helping entrepreneurs learn how to network, learn how to do business, and giving them an opportunity to just make worldwide connections. So Diane, you are here with me today. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I am so glad to have you. Guys, Diane and I have had a chance to connect pretty much daily over the last 3 or 4 weeks on our morning coffee and connections. And I've had the chance to learn a lot about her and her business. So I wanted to have her on the podcast today to talk a little bit about networking 10 years ago versus networking now. So Diane, before we dive into that, why don't you just share with us a little bit who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Diane Munson, 55 years old. I am married with no kids by choice. And I basically worked in corporate America. My was laid off from a job I thought I was retiring with for no good reason. And I knew I wanted to start my own business. I didn't want anybody's thumb on me anymore. I just didn't have any idea what that was going to be. And 2 years later, Primerica Financial Services fell into my lap. I have been with the company for the last 10 years, and life is good. I love what I do, and I love helping people.
Amazing. I love that. I've been like, I don't know if it's just like the world in sync, but connecting with a lot of people who were in the corporate world and dove into entrepreneurship. And so, of course, two very different sides of the spectrum, right? You know, working in one versus working in the other looks very different. So talk to me about, what was networking like 10 years ago for you?
10 years ago, networking was non-existent for me. You know, when you work a job, you have your job description, and then you do everything else on top of your job description to please the managers or the VPs. I didn't have to network for any reason. And, you know, when I started with Primerica, it turned into something that was like, okay, I definitely need to network because I need to be able to grow my market and my following and, you know, everything else. So I joined the local chamber of commerce, and that's kind of where I started and really started building strong relationships with folks, joined another chamber. And then from there, just kind of kept building. I'm on all kinds of different networking platforms right now, and women's groups and young families, and I just keep growing wherever I'm needed. That's where I want to show up.
I think that's really cool. And I think like you hit the nail on the head, right? Networking, you know, was non-existent for you as it is for most people in the corporate world, not all, but most.
Right.
And so did you find it hard? Let's go back. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember your very first networking event?
I do. Okay. It was with the Chamber of Commerce in the city that I live in, and I knew nobody. I walked into a networking event. There was probably 120 people in the room that and like I said, I didn't know anybody. So I was a little intimidated, but I am not the type of person that backs down from a challenge. So
yeah.
I kind of just started talking to people and building relationships. Pitching the business was not something I was interested in. I just really wanted to get to know people.
And I think that that's so important. And, it's an unfortunate thing. Guys, if you're listening, you know I'm like real and raw. It's just such an unfortunate thing that people, we're almost taught, 15, 10, up until kind of more recently. I think Savvy Networker has really paved the way for a different style of networking. But they've almost been taught to like pitch the business through doing presentations, through elevator pitches, through passing the business card around. I want to just like chat a little bit about what it's been like, if you're open to it, about what it's been like kind of connecting with Savvy, because you are relatively new to the Savvy family. We welcome you. We're so excited. But what's it been like, and not necessarily like this versus that, like versus Chamber of Commerce or something. We love Chamber of Commerce. We love all networking. But like what's it been like networking with us versus some of the other experiences that you've had networking?
Honestly, I think the Savvy Network of people, your whole entire community, is it's different, than your average networking type of space. Networking, you talk to people, you build relationships, and when they know you, like you, and trust you, they're okay to refer to you. I was kind of welcomed here really quickly with open arms.
we love
and,
people.
And that, I connected with you quickly. Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, it just, I guess our personalities are close, and that was something that excites me. So when I meet somebody that's kind of like me, we usually gravitate towards each other and become fast friends. But the network itself is phenomenal. You got people all over the country. I've been making so many friends in the last 4 weeks. It's not even funny. And people are reaching out to me as opposed to me.
I love that. I love that you've had that experience. I mean, we try to create that experience for everyone with 15,000 entrepreneurs. We're definitely finding new creative and innovative ways to make it happen. So I want to talk about this because one of the things that most commonly happens in networking is this referral process. And so a lot of people struggle with like how to refer their client. And so I always say like we are our best client. So for you, like what does a good referral look like for your business?
Yeah, so the best referral for me is somebody who wants to get out of corporate America, honestly, and has like the same fight I had in me. I knew I'm a passionate person. I'm a brutally honest person. I always took care of my staff and things to that effect. And I just knew that I wanted to treat my business the same way, because you get treated the way people, you want to be treated the way people treat you, and vice versa. And I always wanted to just be the best me I could always be. So it's, my ideal client is somebody like me who maybe is afraid to take the first step or take the leap. With me, they don't have to. Mm-hmm. They can start on a very part-time basis and work their way into firing their boss, as opposed to jumping in with 2 feet and having to quit the job.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Who wouldn't like to fire their boss? Oh, my staff.
Absolutely.
Don't say
that. I mean, so many folks are out there struggling today, and there's opportunity everywhere. Yes. They just have to be open and receptive to it.
And I think that that's a good thing. And I'm like so happy you mentioned that. And we're going to shift gears into that, because I always say like there's a nudge, that little voice in the back of your head that most people don't listen to. They kind of go with like the negative thought, or the like there are no jobs, there is no money, there is no time, there is no this. Like it's endless, right? So and so must be doing that, or must think that about me, or must feel that. And like I feel like that little voice in the back of our head kind of gives that like, wait a minute,
yeah, absolutely.
And we so, yeah. Have you had any of those nudges?
I had that itch for even probably 4 or 5 years before I even started this business. But, people are afraid to listen to that voice. They're kind of like, you know, they're kind of living the paycheck to paycheck thing and thinking in their heads that that's all there is for me. They don't mm-hmm. think there is anything beyond that. And yeah. so mindset is like a huge, huge piece of anything you do, whether it's business or personal, how you approach things, how positive, how your mindset works is really a big deal.
I couldn't agree more. And I feel like the word mindset has almost become so, I don't want to say overused, but so used and so kind of like redundant. Work on your mindset, work on your mindset, work on your mindset.
And it's true though.
Yeah. And it just like shocks and awes me when people don't. I'm just like, right. Hello.
Me too.
It's everywhere. Everybody's saying the same thing. Like, why are you not yeah. doing it?
I hear you. That's exactly how I feel. It makes me crazy when yeah. when people I know that could like knock it out of the park and do great things with their life, but they're just not willing to take that first step because their mind is saying, no, don't do it.
Yeah. And I mean, what do you have to lose at the end of the day? If you're already in a state that makes you unhappy, I mean, how much more unhappy could you possibly get by trying something new?
Exactly.
Like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Right. And I just think that that's like a key piece that people miss. Right.
I agree.
Or this like space of I can try something and do something. It doesn't mean I have to try it and do it forever. I can just try it and do it once and then decide if I want to continue. There's no like being stuck in something forever. Right.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You could try 100 different things until you find the one that you're passionate about.
I know. I agree. So, okay.
As long as you try.
I want to just like kind of close off with going into this little bit of a conversation. So as a, you know, financial planner, mm-hmm. one of the things that I hear a lot in this community is people saying things like, I really want to get started with investing, but I don't have any money to get started. And, you know, for me, whether it's like $5 a month or $10 a month or $20 a month, like something is something. And like, I understand that. So do you have any tips for those listeners, which I'm sure would also apply to people who are investing and want to be able to invest more, but like any tips for those kind of newbies that are in that space of like, I really want to have a strong financial future, but I am not making a lot of money now and I'm already struggling. So how the heck do I find money to invest?
Absolutely. And that's a great question. I think it's really important. The first thing you got to do is get educated, right? You have to understand what's going on. Get your financial assessment or plan in place. But if you think about it, I hear all the time, I don't have any money. I'm broke. I can't. I'm broke. You're not broke, right? There's a million different ways you can save money. Mm-hmm. Right. And make money. Absolutely right. So like if you just take a look at your cable bill, do you really need 10,000 channels on there?
No. Right.
The packages are so expensive. Mm-hmm. Your internet bill, take a look at different providers, streaming services. Think about the gyms that are not even open right now. If you yeah. can't go to the gym, why are you putting money out there on a monthly basis, right? Those reoccurring fees. Mm-hmm. Take a look at those reoccurring bills that are coming in on a monthly basis. Are you utilizing all the services that you're paying for?
Yeah.
Things as simple as, auto insurance, homeowner's insurance, cell phone plans. You know, now everybody's on the same kind of network, so to speak. You know, so you have the big names with the big money, but the smaller names, you can get the same exact service from them at a cheaper price.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, things to that effect. Do you think about, do you have a change jar sitting in your room that's probably full and you haven't looked at in 10 years, right?
Well, dump that baby out and roll it, guys.
There you go. You got tons of things out there. You know, look on the bottom of your purse, ladies, there's probably $20 in there. I don't know about you guys. My shoulder is killing me because there's so much change down there.
I hear you. Right? I have a good one. Are you open to me sharing, Diane?
Oh, please,
I think this is like
please.
One of the things entrepreneurs, oh my gosh, it makes me bonkers when I see this. They're complaining that they don't have money to like run their business or pay their staff. And they're on the monthly subscription for all of their software. And so like this was a huge lesson for me. So I use Kajabi. to run my entire company. It's one software that does it all, so I don't have to pay for all kinds of things. And the monthly subscription is $199. Or I can pay yearly. If I just pay the whole thing for the year, it's $149. You're saving like huge money there.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. And then they have an affiliate program. So as soon as I became an affiliate, and people would say, well, what software do you use? And I would tell them, for every affiliate that signs up, I get an extra $45 a month. So mine
as simple as that. Awesome is that?
And that's the thing, right? It's like Zoom is like a huge one, right? People pay monthly, but if you just kind of bite the bullet and suck it up now, like if you're already struggling, you're already struggling. And I know that that could sound like terrible, but
it's really not.
By doing it now,
makes good financial sense.
Then next month and the next month and the next month, you're going to have more money because it's not just the money that you're putting out monthly. It's the interest that you pay on top of that on your credit card.
So and a lot of months you end up for free when you pay an annual subscription. Like you said, the monthly is more than the annual.
Exactly. I see entrepreneurs do this all the time in it. Because I've done it and I know how terrible it can be and how costly, I'm like, no, don't.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, that's it. We learn by making the mistakes, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we do learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other thing you can think about is, what are some things that are laying around your house that you're not using? Like maybe the treadmills and the exercise equipment that have become closets for you. And, you know, accessories, electronics, gadgets, gift cards you received and never used, or gifts that you got and hated and never returned them.
I have the perfect
money
solution.
Everywhere, guys.
Get rid of the gym membership, start using the treadmill, and then all of the like weight that you shed, you can then sell all of those old clothes. And
just go.
Just become a nudist. You don't even have to buy new ones. Guys, we're saving money here.
And that can be a write-off for your business too.
And then you can invest it.
There you go. There's money everywhere.
Hang out with the Savvy Networker for the best, most random, and most awkward strategies ever to make your life and business better. That's how we roll here.
That's it.
Well, Diane, I want to just thank you so much for hanging out. Guys, I'm going to link up some of Diane's, social media handles and just different ways you can get connected to her. She definitely has a lot of really neat ways for you to start saving money so you can start investing. And it's worth having a conversation, right? We bring, entrepreneurs onto this show to connect. There's never any pressure. Like, they want to help you. They want to even just give advice to you, whether you do work with Diane or you don't. I know that if she's part of this community, she just genuinely is somebody who wants to help and serve and show up. So make sure you get connected with her. You can come hang out with her on Coffee and Connections. Diane, we always love having you hang out there, and you're there all the time. So that's a great way for people to just like meet you and have a conversation on there with a little less pressure even. So Diane, any closing tips that maybe you want to give one closing tip for people that they can kind of take away and like go do today?
Well, yeah, honestly, Sarah, I think like you said, reach out and connect with me. Even if I'm not the right person for you, I know a lot of people. I can probably direct you to the right person.
Absolutely.
So that would be the biggest tip.
Yeah,
I love that.
Let me
help you if I can.
Well, and that is helping them, right? Helping people is knowing like what is right for you, what is wrong for you, and being that good support person and leader. But I know, Diane, you've got some amazing tips. So if you were here in Canada, I'd be dropping my money into you, left, right, and center. We gotta make that happen somehow. I'm becoming an American citizen fully by the end of January. I've got only a few days left.
Awesome.
I'm working on it.
Well, let me know when that happens.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, Diane. It's always good to be on here and have a good laugh. Guys, we did drop some serious tips. Take those ones only, please. No nudists. Or whatever floats your boat. I don't know. But I will see you guys again on the next episode of the Be More podcast. Make sure to subscribe. And, we come to you weekly, sometimes more than once a week, to always drop these amazing episodes with some of our incredible members in the community. So, Diane, thank you so much. Have a good day,
thank
everyone.
You.
And until next time, see you later.
Bye-bye.